السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, this verse of the Quran Sharif you have heard many, many times by now, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, O ye believers, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers, that you are already my ushaq, you are my lovers, you have believed in me, you have accepted all my ahkam, my orders, my commands, you have pledged and promised to submit yourself totally to my will and desire. So now what should you do? Ittaqullah. So now fear the displeasure of that Allah. Restrain yourself from everything that is haram and forbidden. And join those who are the sadiqeen, the truthful ones. Become of them. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us the easy way out. The easy way to get connected with Him is to join those that have connected themselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all the problems that we are facing in our society, the solution to that problem we always say is returning to Allah. But how are we going to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala if we do not have somebody to show us the way? So this issue which we are discussing for the past two or three Jumas, regarding the payment of debts, qarz, and the reduction of the in our hearts of the love and the muhabbat of this world, it will also come when a person associates himself with those people who have reduced the love of material things in their hearts, those who have not detached themselves from dunya altogether. We are not saying that you have to detach yourself, because dunya is not gold, silver, good home, good car, that's not dunya. But dunya is when we give our hearts to these material things, that our life revolves around it. All the time there's nothing else in our lives except the talk of fashion, of trends, of patterns, and of all material things. Gold, silver, that is what is dunya, that it diverts us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, to earn dunya is farz after the other fara'is, it is farz to earn a halal livelihood and sustenance. So what we were discussing is the payment of debts, and I was discussing that hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told to the sahaba-i-kiram, his companions, that I am making a dua, and you too make this dua with me. And the dua that he made, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min azab jahannam, wa na'uzu bika min azab al-qabr, wa na'uzu bika min fitnat al-masih al-dajjal, wa na'uzu bika min al-ma'tham wal-maghram, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. This is the dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. O Allah, we seek protection in you from the azab of jahannam. We seek protection in you. Ya Allah, protect us and save us from the azab of qabr. O Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Masih Dajjal. Because when he is going to come, it is going to be extremely difficult, except for the people with strong iman, to save themselves. So protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us from sins, from guna, from sins. And protect us from debts, from qarz. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Inshallah, I will explain some other time. So here, one of the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned was protection from qarz. Now qarz is a necessity, it's a need. All of us at some time or the other, we are in need of a loan, So it is not haram. But when the person is taking the loan, when he is incurring a debt, the first thing that he should ensure that it is not for any haram purpose. There should be no haram purpose for which a person involves himself in some debt. Why should we take a loan to displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It should not be for show, for name, for fame. Nothing else, just name and fame. That people will talk that this person invited 1,000 people for the marriage of his daughter or for the walima. Or people will talk that this person owns so many properties. He owns such a luxurious home, a mansion. Just for the comments of the people. Those people will not help us to pay the bills. Those people will not help us to pay the bills. So what is the purpose of pleasing people? In the Musnad ibn Ahmad, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, it just comes to mind, has stated one hadith sharif of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum of which is, the Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that if a person has to wear patched clothes, he's got old clothes and he's got patches upon them, then that is far better, 100,000 times better, than that person should take qarz and not having the means to pay back that debt. He is taking a loan or is purchasing on credit and he doesn't have the means to pay back. But why is he doing that? Just so that people may see his good clothes. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that at that time it's better for that person that he rather wear patched clothes than that he should try and show the people. And for the show of the people, he incurs debts which he does not have the ability to pay back. We do not see what is the consequence of those loans at the early stage, especially when they are borrowed from banks. I met a person just a few days ago, and he said, Maulana, after listening to your talks, it rang a bell, and I want to get out from this debt of mine. And then he discussed his problem. It was not a major thing. It was not like he having borrowed 100,000 or 1 million or 10 million. He says, I borrowed or I took 200,000 rands from the bank to purchase a house. And this loan is payable over 25 years. So I asked him, said, did you work out, did you calculate what will you be paying at the end of the period of time that you will be paying all these installments? So I just guessed and said, probably about 600,000. He said, no, I have worked it out, 1.1 million rand I will be paying back. I said, does it make sense? Because after having paid 600,000, if you land yourself in problem and you cannot pay back your installments, will any person ever pay you back, say even 400,000 for that house? He says, no, I will still get the same 200 or maximum 250 after so many years. So I said, then where is the sense? You rather rent a home. Why do you have to show people that I am the owner of a home? So it is our greed that has got no limit. Greed is a thing that has destroyed our community. Greed and show. Greed is leading to so much of destruction. There is no end to our desires. And in this world, all our desires cannot be fulfilled. We will have to draw a line somewhere. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Amirul Mu'mineen. Imagine he was ruling over Persia, the Roman Empire. Both had already fallen at his feet. And he says, whilst he was making tawaf, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I counted 21 patches on his kurta. 21 patches on the kurta of Amirul Mu'mineen. And it was not that he could not afford it. But that was his hal, that was his condition. Of course, we are not obliged to follow exactly Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his dress. That was his hal, it was his condition, but at least we must appreciate that the Muslim Ummah had Amirul Mu'mineen of that kind. It is not compulsory that you must wear patched clothes. But what I am trying to get at is that when a person cannot afford something, then he must try to live within his means. He must not look at the Jones. He must not look at the neighbors. He must not look at the friends. Then he will find peace, happiness and comfort. Qana'at, contentment, is such a great sifat of a Muslim that when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was asked that what is taqwa, different people define taqwa in different ways. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, and to be content with the little that you have. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides in a halal way, to be content and satisfied with that. We are not saying that once a person has earned 500 rands or 1000 rand or 10,000 rands and that's the end of it, he must close his business. We are not saying that. But to make our life revolve around nothing but wealth, property, business, gold, silver, then we are buying restlessness. We are buying restlessness. What is the purpose of expanding and expanding when we don't have the cash? And I mentioned in one of my majlis, in one of my talks, that the consultant, when you have to go and consult, firstly he charges you a healthy sum for his consultation. And then now he will give you advice. So if you have to consult, and you tell him, I've got 1 million rands, where can I invest this money? Then he will always show you a 2.5 million investment. He will never show you a 750,000 rand investment. And then he will do some sketches on the paper. And then he says, if you put up this kind of a property after borrowing so many million, and if all are occupied, then in 10 years time, 20 years time, this property will be free and you will be a multi-billionaire. Everything is on paper, not knowing what the future is. So many people built up properties like that because there was a taxi rank, because there was a bus rank, there was so much of movement of people around there, and then suddenly the government decided that all this must close and moved away the bus rank and the taxi rank, and that person's property went empty. The tenants all disappeared and this person sits now with that white elephant. So in Shariat there is peace. In Shariat, then nothing else you will find peace and happiness and contentment except in Shariat. So he says, "Wal qana'atu bil qaleel." If Allah Ta'ala has given somebody a certain amount, then he is content. After that, again, whilst he is doing the business in a reasonable way, Allah Ta'ala provides more, he is content with that. Allah Ta'ala doubles it, he is content with that. Allah Ta'ala triples it, he is content with that. But there is contentment and satisfaction. There is no looking at the others, that what are they doing and how much are they earning and how much they are flying, and I haven't been able to even go on a domestic flight as yet, and the other person is flying for breakfast, flying for lunch and flying for supper. If we are going to look at others, then we will be destroying our own peace of mind. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, وَالِاسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, to be ready, to be prepared for the day of departure from this world. Now the person who has expanded so much, will he be prepared for departure from this world? When he's just expanding all the time and with no money of his own too, then he cannot be prepared for departure. Then look at the embarrassment, the shame, the humiliation, the disgrace that the person has to suffer when he cannot meet up the installments. The person himself may not be even aware. But go and find out from the debt, from the creditors, what they are talking about, those people. So why go and suffer all that embarrassment? If we cannot afford it, come down. If we cannot run 3 businesses, run 1 business. Cut down on our expenditure. Do we have to have all those luxuries? So therefore, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, "Wal istidadu li yawmir rahil." So this payment of debts is a very important thing. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his early days, he should not perform the janaza of a person if he had debts. Imagine the Rasul of Allah, whose desire it would not have been that the Rasul of Allah perform my janaza salat. But Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to ask, is par kuch qarz hai? Any dain on him? Any debts? Said yes. Then said, one of you perform the janaza namaz. But afterwards, because he was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, then he announced that any person who has got debts, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes over the debts. And if he leaves behind anything, then the heirs will take that as inheritance. That I don't want a share of the inheritance. But if he leaves behind some debts, then I will pay it. Ha, where are we going to find a Rahmatul Lil Alameen Nabi like that? But if we had been in that time, then we would have said, MashaAllah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has announced now that if anybody has got debts, he is going to pay it. So now let us borrow and let us enjoy ourselves because he has announced he is going to pay it. But those sahabas were not like that. Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh has mentioned three places in the Bukhari Sharif, one incident which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam related. And it is our yaqeen, our iman, that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says is the truth and nothing but the truth. If somebody has to tell us that here where we are sitting, at one time there was a lake, but it dried up, then it's possible. If somebody tells us there was a huge mountain here, and that mountain has now been cut up, and roads have been built, then it's possible. They've got dynamites, they can blow up huge mountains. But if any person has to tell us that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a certain thing, and it is authentically reported, authentically recorded, but it has not occurred as he has said, na'uzubillah, then that's impossible. Whatever he has said is nothing but wahi. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, in the time of the Bani Israel, a person was in need of a loan. So he asked one of his friends alone. I'm just giving you the meaning of that hadith. So that person said, yes, I can give you the 1,000 dirhams, but who is the witness? So he said, the witness is Allah. He said, who is the surety? Who is the guarantor? He said, Allah. So he gave him the 1,000 dirhams. In these days, if somebody has to take 10,000 qasams also, we cannot trust. But he said, Allah is my witness, and this friend trusted him and gave him. Then that person went away, this person went on a journey. On the appointed day and time of payment, now he became very concerned that I had promised this person that I will pay him on a certain date, so therefore I must pay him on this date. But heavy rain had come down, the rivers were in floods, and there was a need for a boat to cross. When he went up to the shore, because of the storm, there was no boat available, but the time was up for the payment. So not knowing what to do, on the other side that friend is waiting, that this person promised that he is going to pay me at this time on this date, so he should come and pay me, but there is no sign of him. So this person, he found a log. Not knowing what to do, so he found a log, wood. So he dug up a hollow in that log, and he put the 1,000 dirhams inside there, sealed it up with a note that this is what happened, and made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you know my intention. I had borrowed this money from this person. I had promised to pay him at this time. Unfortunately, this is the condition of the river, and I cannot cross, so therefore I am putting it into this log. That is all that I can do. And he put it into the water. On the other side, the other person waited, and became very disappointed. Then finally, before going home, he saw a log coming through. So he said, if I cannot do anything else, let me take this log and let it dry up. At least I can use it as fuel. So he took that log home. When he struck the axe on that log, he heard the sound of coins. Inside was 1,000 dirhams with this note. After some time, this friend, thinking that this log that he had put into the water would have just gone astray, it wouldn't have reached the other person, because how can you really be certain that it will reach that person? So when the storm subsided, so then he crossed over and he went to his friend. And he said that this is what had happened. I have come back with 1,000 dirhams. And there's your 1,000 dirhams, because that I put it into the log. I could not do anything more than that. So that is why I did that. But I know that I still owe you that money, so therefore there's your 1,000 dirhams. Now the friend says that 1,000 dirham already reached me, so you keep your 1,000 dirhams. Now look at the honesty, look at the truthfulness, look at the determination to pay, look at the yaqeen on the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat, that when the person was determined, and the person had a sincere intention of payment, so Allah ta'ala caused that 1,000 dirhams to reach the person on the other side, in a strange way, and this person, when he went to pay again, then his friend was so honest that he gave him back his 1,000. If it had been another person, he would have said, yes, how do you expect me to receive something that you put into the water? So you still owe me the 1,000. Don't we hear of stories, friends telling us, my best friend took me for a ride. My best friend, that is how, what we have heard so many times. The person I trusted the most, Maulana, he's the one that took me for a ride. I left my power of attorney with the person that I trusted the most. He was such a companion, such a friend, such a close relative. And he transferred my whole property onto his name. I trusted this person and I left the estate in his trust, appointed him. And this is what happened. So when the person is truthful, he's honest, he's committed, he believes that my Allah is watching, my Allah is seeing, my Allah is hearing. My Allah Ta'ala is powerful, He's got qudrat and power and might, unlimited. And if I am going to please Him, then He will make the means of my pleasure. He will create pleasure for me in my heart. When He has got this yaqeen, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. If Allah Ta'ala gives me life and another opportunity, inshallah we will continue. So we conclude with this message, that qarz, loans, debts, a person should only indulge in if it is extremely necessary, and then too with a determined intention and niyat of repayment, and then due to circumstances, if he is unable to meet up his commitment, then don't hide face, don't walk on the other platform on the other side of the street. Approach the person, explain to him, this is what has happened, give me some time, respite, but I am going to pay. Then see how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with the best of this dunya and the best of akhirah. We are not saying we must deprive ourselves of the ni'mats of this world. Ask Allah for the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Then whatever Allah ta'ala believes in His wisdom to be the best for us, He will give it to us. If in His wisdom poverty is the best for us, He'll keep us poor. And if in His wisdom richness is good for us, He'll give us richness. But if we are begging of Him, asking of Him, and we are turning towards Him, then whatever will come from Him, there will be khair in it, there will be goodness in it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.